created by the word authority, power. But one primarily is authority. The other is power. And what we're talking about, when we have dunamis, we're talking about the power of this love, the power of the Holy Spirit. Okay. Now, but yes.
What do the poor folks in the Old Testament have to do since they don't have the Holy Spirit after pre-Christ? They don't have the Holy Spirit to empower them to realize the love. Do we want to go there right now?
Okay. That is Zerubbabel, not by might, not by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. We can go back and show all the way through it was by the power of the Holy Spirit.
Okay.
All the way through. It's always been. From Genesis 1:1 or 1:2, all the way through.
But they weren't filled with the Holy Spirit, so they didn't have the power of the Holy Spirit as a believer?
Yes, they did have the power. The difference between what we have now and what they have is that the Holy Spirit has taken up eternal dwelling in you. You cannot lose it. They could lose it. David cried out, "Do not take this Spirit from me. Do not take this Spirit from me." He could lose the Holy Spirit's power.
Okay.
See? But today we can't lose His being in us. He will not be taken away from us.
So the, I don't know how to say it, the indwelling of the Holy Spirit was more prevalent than what I understood in the Old Testament than what I thought.
Not the indwelling. They call it, what they do is they call it an endowment in the Old Testament. They just call it that the Holy Spirit was in them and giving him power, but not like you and I in the church, where he actually has taken up residence and dwells in you. It's a different word. But we can't lose it. And when you and I sin, he still is in you.
I was under the impression in the Old Testament that only a few people had.
Now, anyone could have it. Anyone could have it. Yeah. Okay.
Now, today, we have the indwelling of the Spirit, but we can lose the power of the Spirit by not walking in faith. Right?
Yes.
Okay, now they had in the Old Testament, they lost it the same way. I mean, everyone...
Yes.
Okay, because I was under the same impression here that everyone in the Old Testament did not have not the indwelling, but what's it called?
The endowment or the indwelling, just the empowerment. Just call it the empowerment of the Holy Spirit.
Because that was only on the first few that had it.
No. Any believer in the Old Testament could have it, because I can show you praise cases in Ezekiel and Isaiah where he said, my Spirit did this when they were in the wilderness in them. My Spirit did this in them at different times where the Holy Spirit was clearly operative.
So when David's asking, please don't take the Spirit from me, if he was walking in faith, give me the difference between then and now. He's saying, don't take the Spirit from me.
Okay.
Okay, for me not to have the Spirit to go from me, I just got to have faith and walk
okay.
in the power of the Holy Spirit. It sounds like it was something different for him.
Yes, it was something different in that what you have and what I have is we have, when we sin, okay, all that happens is, what happens is, there is a breaking of the fellowship relationship with you and God the Holy Spirit, but he does not leave from his residence inside. And therefore, what can happen, all kinds of things can happen and do happen. One, there is a constant convicting. He's constantly convicting when we're not walking in his power. But he's doing things.
That's like convicting when he's reminding
you. Pining you that you're not back in, that you're not in fellowship with him and with the Son and with the Father.
Okay, go ahead.
You're not in proper fellowship. And that's going to become very important tomorrow night. In 1 John, so just bear that in mind for tomorrow night. It's very important. So he's given to us is that seal. That's the primary difference.
Yeah, but I'm still concerned about when David said, don't take it from me.
Okay.
How, if he could just get back into it the same way we get back into it.
Okay.
What's his concern there?
His concern is the loss of it. And that, boy, I like the way you word it. Because what I'd like to say in response to that is, that's one of the problems we have today, the people are not concerned with the loss of that fellowship, as they should be. Just as many people are not concerned with the loss of fellowship between a husband and wife. People today are not concerned about the loss of fellowship between parent and child, parent and son and daughter. We are not that concerned as we should be about the loss of fellowship. And what we're going to see tomorrow night, this is one of the whole primary reasons of the first epistle of John is for fellowship with the Father. And that's very important to John. Very important to John. And we don't have that kind of concern. Yes?
Yeah, what
Sure.
Okay.
That's the point. That's what indwelling means. He does not leave you.
Never leaves you.
Never leaves you. Leave. Yeah, in the New Testament you don't. You don't leave. And that's why Moses... Yeah. And that's one of the reasons Moses longed to be under the New Covenant. That's why he longed to be under it. Let me show you something. Look back with me, if you will, at Judges 13. These are things, I just want to show you things that it's all through Scripture if we'll let the Spirit open our eyes and let Him take you on this journey and not man. And we've seen this is the reason it's so, in my mind so readily. We just saw it several months ago when we did Samson's study. But look at Samson chapter 13, where when I was showing you this, Samson's one of the strongest figures of Jesus Christ in all of the Old Testament. This shocks people. But if you just study and if you just read, you'll see it. Now, you have a miraculous birth with Samson, just like you had with Jesus. You have a miraculous birth with Samson. It's announced birth, just like it was with Jesus Christ. All these things are going on. Then you have his birth. Now, and he starts in dealing with the life of Christ. We have him born. We have circumcision. We have the one little episode where he goes into the temple. And then we jump all the way over from, 30 years